Oh, shucks. How you do a cow like that, it's a, I mean a bull is a steer. You do a hog like that, it's a what? A geld?
What you think about horses?
Gelding? Yeah, gelding for horse. Shucks. I can't think of what it is.
Okay, well, two pronunciations out there, barra or barra?
Barra is what they say around here. A barra, that's right.
What about the stiff hairs on a hog's back? Those would be...
The mane, I suppose. I don't know.
Okay, well, same thing you have on a brush. You said a brush has stiff...
Bristles.
Mm-hmm. What about those long teeth that a hog has?
Tusks. Okay. Tusks.
And do you pour the feed into a...
Trough. A trough, yeah.
And the plural, you might have several.
Troughs. I think that's the way it goes.
talking about a hog that's got loose and has grown up wild, what would you call him?
A wild boar, a wild hog.
Okay. Have you ever heard any other ones?
No, I don't believe I have.
Piney Woods Reader?
No, I haven't.
Razorback?
Yeah, I've heard Razorback. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
How would you describe the noise made by a calf when it's being weaned? You'd say, listen to that calf do what?
Bleat.
Okay. What about a cow if it's hungry or wants to be milked?
Lowing.
And what about a horse?
Whinnying.
Okay. Do you have a general term for animals like horses, ewes, cows? Where do we cover them all?
Livestock.
Okay. And what about the word cattle? What does that include?
Cows, calves, bulls.
But not horses or mules?
No.
Okay. What about a general term for feathered animals?
Fowls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs trying to hatch out something, that would be a...
What she's trying to hatch out?
No, what would you call her?
A sitting hen. Yeah.
Okay.
Set, not sit, but setting, setting hen.
Okay. If you're frying chicken, the piece that children like to get and pull apart?
That's the, what they call the wishbone, part of the breast, the wishbone.
Okay. Now, what's involved there? What do the children, is there a little game or?
Oh, whoever gets the longest piece of the bone, when it's shaped like that, is able to get their wish or something like that.
Okay. You have a general term for the inside parts of a pig or calf that are edible, but that you might not normally eat, like the heart and the lungs and that sort of thing?
Not a general term, I don't believe.
How would you refer to that sort of thing?
I've always just heard if they wanted to talk of a heart. Well, they mentioned the heart, yeah. You know, if they wanted to talk about a pig, the intestines, they would say either maws or chitterlings.
Mm-hmm.
The stomach, I guess, is the maw, and the other intestines is chitterlings.
Right.
And with a cow, it's a tripe, tongue,
yeah.
Whatever, lungs, heart. Mm-hmm. I'll always
okay.
Refer to it. Yeah.
Let me try a couple of these on you to see if you've heard of them. Haslet, parslet, hashlet, any of those?
No, I haven't heard of
those. Okay. All right, this expression, if it's getting late in the day and the farmer hears his animals, they're hungry, you might say, well, I didn't know it was that late. It's getting right on to
feeding time.
All right. Ever hear a farmer call to his cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
Yes, and no. He called with the use of an instrument.
What?
I've seen him make a horn. It looked like it was, I don't know what kind of horn. Maybe it was a cow's horn that had been hollowed out, or maybe it was made from a gourd, and they would blow on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the cows had been accustomed to hearing that.
Mm-hmm.